code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 5th of March 2009. I always advise the newcomers to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the previous talks I've given as you wish. But I try to give you shortcuts to understanding the big picture of this incredible system that runs the world. And it truly is organized. It's always been organized. The reason it works is because it has no opposition. There's no real opposition. At the bottom, all opposing parties are owned and bought and paid for by it and used by it, in fact. Also, look into Alan Watt's Sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks written in the various languages of Europe, and you can download them, print them up, and give them out to your friends. Now, remember, too, you bring me to you. You, the listeners, bring me to you, because I don't ask for pay from the shows I'm on. And the advertising that you hear pays for the station and engineers and equipment and all the rest of it. It's an expensive business, so I rely upon you to buy that which I have for sale on my website. You can also donate, and that keeps me going too. Just about, I should say. You know, a few years ago, what's happening today, if it happened a few years ago, it wouldn't be believed at all. In fact, you used to see things in the Mad magazine about situations that seemed absolutely bizarre and crazy. And the reason that the magazine quit, basically, was because life was becoming too ridiculous to even put into satire. We're watching the most incredible pre-written, scripted stage plays ever written being portrayed in front of the public. A public that is stunned, really, since 2001, with all of the changes that have been implemented across the planet at the same time, which shows you that all the agreements for the so-called anti-terrorism bills and all that that came out of it was already agreed upon and had to been agreed upon for years in order for bureaucrats to work across continents together on the same agenda. That takes a long time to plan. And yet there they were, up and running, all publishing the same stuff in their own newspapers in different countries, and they were like clones of each other, each item that you read. Why is that? Well, some would say it's because they knew there'd be a post-Cold War period, and they had to keep control at the top. And that's the way that most folk would stumble along into thinking. They encouraged that kind of thinking, but you have to go back into the past to see the fact that there are big, powerful organizations, that really one in particular, which for the last 100 years has been running most of the countries in Europe and then the United States and all of the British Empire, planning wars, planning the aftermath of the wars, the amalgamation of countries that comes out of it. Remember what Professor Carl Quigley said? He said, apart from all the money that they make at the top, great business for bankers and those in the military-industrial complex. Apart from that, the major outcome of war on all sides is the change of culture, because governments can take over so many private occupations and areas that were in private hands prior to wars. That's how the Ministry of Agriculture, in fact, in all the countries rose to prominence, in fact, was created, was for wartime purposes, and step by step, they helped to put the farmers under the rules and regulations. All by design, mind you, because food is a weapon. If you don't have it, you'll be begging to your masters. Be back with more after the following break.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about how ridiculous the system is today as we go through the pantomimes and watch the ministers of foreign powers globetrot across the planet to meet other leaders of countries, and they have their political love-ins, and they clap each other on the back and do their winks and their nods, etc., to each other, at a time when their countries are falling apart. And this is not by the fact that they're actually crazy, just pure mad. It's because it's part of the whole agenda. And they're not the bosses anyway. They simply parrot what they're told to do from the scriptwriters. And they don't make big decisions themselves. They all belong to organizations which actually set them up and put them forward as politicians in the first place. And these organizations have people across the whole planet. I've mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, same body, in fact. But they also have a European body now, and in the separate countries of Europe, they also have the separate institutes for international affairs. So they have been grooming leaders for at least 100 years, according to Carol Quigley. And before them, they were a different organization, but they still existed. You can trace them way back down through the centuries. You would never, ever leave to chance power to be grabbed and used by other people, those beneath you. You always plan the future. That's what corporations even do. And the Home Office for Britain, for instance, that sends out diplomats across the planet to spy in other countries and to try to get things out of them, generally resources or something or other. But it's long-term strategy, like chess game, is going on all the time. And now they're all unified on board with the same game, and the only people who don't realize there's a game going on happens to be the public, who are kept thinking that everything's an accident, one after another, by the mainstream media. But nothing really changes. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And there's very little variety in regimes, types of regimes. There's only a handful, really, of systems that they can pull from. I mean, it was very difficult to tell what the Nazi regime was when you compared it to the communist regime, so much so that Hitler and Stalin made a pact before World War II, and they gave speeches to one another saying that their systems were so identical, they're both socialist by design. Now, socialist to these guys really involves eugenics and all the rest of it, the same as the Fabian socialists. That's what the working class failed to recognize. But you also have the regimes that were put in place in the communist system, a place where I don't think there's a single monument put up to any of the millions who were killed over the last 70 years or so under its terrible onslaught and persecution of the peoples. And for some reason, all the liberal ones, all the liberal media, tend to ignore that has just been part of the big experiment, those countless millions of lives that were slaughtered and starved to death, like the Ukraine, or simply shot. But when it comes to other types of regimes, the same press will be pounding them. So Russia was a very popular movement for those that claimed to be what was called liberal, something that's not really, in essence, what as it sounds. Liberal itself is a nice word, you see. But the actual movement is a different agenda. In fact, I remember when Khrushchev was over in the 60s, I think 50s or 60s, and he mentioned, he says that he was asked a question by a reporter about the American Communist Party. He said, well, we don't call them the communists for America. He says, here we call it liberal and Democrats. Now, who would have thought that the far, what seemed to be left wing in America, was paid for from the very beginning by the big banking boys with their foundations, and they were funding the far left wing? Why? Because they wanted to bring in a world of collectivism. It's much easier for the banking system. It's much easier for the elite families to have a centralized system to work through, with masses of bureaucracies to deal with all the areas where they can steal money from the public. It's called various taxations and fees and all the rest of it. And they see the world and the people in the world as their stock, like farmers would do. We are the stock. And they also take into account ecology, living in harmony with nature. And in all other nature books, they talk about too many animals of one kind or another, and how they die off because of disease, lack of food, or something else, then other animals move in their place. And they use all of these observations to apply to humans too. So they've come to the conclusion there's way too many humans now. They don't need them. They're overstocked. The industrial age is over and gone with. We're post-industrial. We're really post-technological in the West. China has been given all of that work to do. So we are simply a service economy where we pass things around that are made elsewhere until someone finally buys it. That can't last for long, and it was never intended to. But, as I say, the world is planned, and when it comes to regimes, they tend to emulate other regimes of the past. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was a dissident in the Soviet system, and he was locked up in Siberia for many years. It became an embarrassment to the Soviets, so much so they sent him out into the West, thinking he would get a brief burst of fame and then he'd fade away. But he didn't. He kept going. and his books were very popular. And they're well worth reading, because what you saw in the Soviet system is now being applied to the Western world. Remember Gorbachev's last speech to the Politburo when he was president of the Soviet Union. And you can find it on the web, where he says, you'll shortly hear that communism is dead and over. He says, don't believe it. He says, we're moving on to the next phase. This ties in perfectly with the Rees Commission done in the 1950s in the US, where Senator Dodd and others talked to the heads of the big foundations who were funding all what seemed to be the communist movements in America. And the one from Ford admitted to him, the CEO of Ford said, yes, our job is to set up the system, the world, in such a way that the US will blend seamlessly with the Soviet Union. So when you tie all that together, you know it was part of the plan. Then you tie it in with the Club of Rome, where they said that they looked at all of the systems, and the one that they picked as being the easiest one for them to control was the collectivist, which means communist system. It's rather tragic, but in the Soviet Union, you got locked up if you had a difference of opinion or a personal opinion that was outside of the norm of mainstream, the authorized, politically correct opinions. The Soviet Union was a test bed for political correctness. In fact, the term is a direct translation from the term they used. They used psychiatry in the Soviet Union to label you with an illness if you had political ideas that were not along the lines of the party. If you wouldn't believe one thing one day and jump to the next belief the next when you were told to do so, you were classified as mentally ill because you had inflexibility of opinion. You see, we are all under that system, just robots that can be reprogrammed and reprogrammed and reprogrammed over and over again, just like George Orwell had in 1984. So we think we're all safe in the West for some strange reason. At least some people think they're safe in the West. This is from the Times Online from May the 27th, 2007. Now, I'll give you the article and then think about expanding it, because that's what it's really all about, to get something on the books by law. And every law is then expanded into the outer limits. It says, VIP stalker squad set up by government, by Joanna Bale for the Times. And she says, the government has secretly set up a VIP, a very important person, stalker squad to identify and detain terrorists and other individuals, right, who pose a threat to prominent people. The unit staffed by police and psychiatrists will have the power to detain suspects indefinitely using mental health laws. The Fixated Threat Assessment Center, that's what it's called, Fixated Threat Assessment Center, was quietly established last October and is set to reignite controversy over the detention of suspects without trial. Until now, it's been up to the mental health professionals to determine if someone should be forcibly detained, but the new unit uses the police to identify suspects. So the police identify the suspects, right? Increasing fears that distinctions are being blurred between criminal investigations and doctors' clinical decisions. Well, it's really about politics. That's what it's really about. But to continue here, it says the Metropolitan Police, now remember, everything that happens in England is emulated across the world within about a week or two. So this is already up and running everywhere else, whether you know it or not. The Metropolitan Police confirmed that the unit has been established only after its existence was revealed in a Sunday newspaper. It said the Fixated Threat Assessment Centre is a joint initiative between the Police, Home Office and Department of Health. Be back with more after this break.
Hey,
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Wardworth, cutting through the matrix. Reading an article from the Times Online from 2 years ago to do with assessing people on mental health grounds and locking them up indefinitely. And it ties in, as I say, with Solzhenitsyn, because you should read the Gulag Archipelago, where he goes through the whole system of what happened in the Soviet system, and now it's being used across the world. It says here, the statement from this office says, the Fixated Threat Assessment Center is a joint initiative between the Metropolitan Police, Home Office, and Department of Health. Its role is to assess, manage, and reduce potential risks and threats from fixated individuals, against people in public life, particularly protected VIPs. Fixated individuals are those who are abnormally preoccupied with certain ideas or people. Research has shown that a small minority exhibit violent behavior. London-based FTAC, is the name of it, is a pilot initiative which was set up in October 2006 after research showed that no single unit existed to collate relevant information, assess the risks, and initiate appropriate action to manage and reduce any threat. Staff at Central London Centre will include four officers, police officers, two civilian researchers, a forensic psychiatrist, forensic psychologist, and a forensic community mental health nurse. It's being hailed as the first joint mental health police unit in the UK. and a prototype for future joint services in other areas. I think it's now about the Mental Health Act, etc., etc. And says the government is trying to amend the Act with a controversial bill introduced in November to bring in a wider definition of mental disorder. So here you go with politics again being used, you see. A wider, get it on the books and then expand it. That's what, exactly what they've done. A wider definition of mental disorder in order to give doctors more power to detain people. At least one terrorist suspect, allegedly linked to the 7/7 bomb plot and a suicide bombing in Israel, has already been held under the Mental Health Act. The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, absconded from the hospital where he was being detained and has never been traced, if it even exists. I'll add that part on myself. Since Liberty said the secret unit represented a new threat to civil liberties, its policy director, Gareth Crossman, said, "There's a grave danger of this being used to deal with people where there is insufficient evidence for a criminal prosecution." Well, of course, that's the case. Remember, too, that Britain and Ireland have already passed laws that if a jury finds you not guilty, and the big boys aren't happy with it, they'll claim that the jury was intimidated and you'll be brought back for trial on the same charge again and again and again until the jury gets it right. But this article here ties in with other ones, because this system here apparently says here, it was set up following a National Health Service research program based at Chase Farm Hospital in Enfield, North London. Researchers examined thousands of cases of prominent people being stalked. It liaised, so it's liaising already, you see, with the FBI, the US Secret Service, the Capitol Hill Police, which protects congressmen and senators, and the Swedish and Norwegian Secret Services. So she's already worldwide. Sweden granted access to files on the murder of the foreign minister Anna Lindh, who died after being stabbed by a stalker in a Stockholm store in 2003. This research led to FTAC being set up with a £500,000 a year, say $1 million a year budget from Home Office and Department of Health. So there you go. You know where it's all going to go, though. Inflexibility of opinion is going to get you locked up with a couple of psychiatrists, or a psychiatrist and psychologist, but really started off by the police, who simply will point the finger at you. That's all it takes. No trial, in the slammer, and full of drugs before you know it. Simple as that. Astonishing, really, isn't it? But it does make you wonder. This is from Natural News. And it says here, vaccines as biological weapons. Live avian flu virus packed in Baxter vaccine materials sent to 18 countries. Now, I mentioned some of this before. And it says, there's a popular medical thriller novel in which a global pandemic is intentionally set off by an evil plot designed to reduce the human population. In the book, a nefarious drug company inserts live avian flu viruses into vaccine materials that are distributed to countries around the world to be injected into patients as flu shots. This is from a novel. This is how they start the story. Those patients then become carriers, like, you know, you become an incubator for these highly virulent strains of avian flu, which go on to infect the world population and cause widespread death. There's only one problem with the story. It's not fiction, or at least the part about the live avian flu viruses being inserted into vaccine materials isn't fiction. It's happening right now. And I read about that last week. It says, Deerfield, Illinois-based pharmaceutical company, that's where their main one is based, but they have them in Canada too and across Europe, Baxter International Incorporated, just been caught shipping live avian flu viruses mixed with the vaccine materials to medical distributors in 18 countries. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing the Baxter Laboratories scandal, where they just accidentally, mind you, shipped off live avian flu viruses mixed with the common flu viruses to a whole bunch of countries, 18 countries that they're admitting to across the world. And it says here, the mistake, if you can call it that, see below, was discovered by the National Microbiology Laboratory in Canada. The World Health Organization was alerted and panic spread throughout the vaccine community as health experts, asked the obvious question, how could this have happened? This is Baxter International. In Austria, unintentionally contaminated samples with the bird flu virus, this live virus, that were used in laboratories in three neighboring countries, raising concern about the potential spread of the deadly disease. Austria, Germany, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic, these are the countries in which labs were hit with dangerous viruses, not by bioterrorist commandos, but by Baxter. In other words, one of the major global pharmaceutical players seems to have lost control over a virus which is considered by many virologists to be one of the components leading some day to a new pandemic. I think it turned out, too, that some subcontractor in Hungary or somewhere injected, I think they used weasels or ferrets with the drugs, and they all died because of this live avian flu virus that contained within it. Luckily, they tried it out and tested it. Most things are taken on faith in this whole industry. This is put another way, Baxter is acting a whole lot like a biological terrorist organization these days, sending deadly viral samples around the world. If you mail an envelope full of anthrax to your senator, you get arrested as a terrorist. So why is Baxter, which mailed samples of a far more deadly viral strain to labs around the world, getting away with saying essentially, oops. But there's a bigger question in all this. How could this company have accidentally mixed live avian flu viruses, both HF5N1 and H3N2, which is the human form, the regular flu, in one vaccine? Do you realize that the whole potential, supposedly in theory, about this impending outbreak we're going to have, they've told us this for 18 years, so it's only a matter of time. The whole theory is based on the deadly form being in the body of a person with the regular form there at the same time. And because viruses are famous for swapping genes with its host, they'll end up with a hybrid type of flu, and that would be the killer flu. So in other words, you become an incubator as these two types mix together and become one. And here's Baxter speeding up the process, giving it a helping hand to start off. Isn't that something? Baxter, remember, was part of the umbrella group for IG Farben in World War II. And it's still on the go, doing pretty well. And then you have it on, too, you also have it on CTV.ca. It says, Baxter admits flu product contained live bird flu virus. That was Friday, February 27th. The Canadian Press. The company that released contaminated flu virus material from a plant in Austria confirmed Friday that the experimental product contained live H5N1 avian flu viruses. And an official of the World Health Organization's European operation said the body is closely monitoring the investigation into the events that took place at Baxter International's research facility in Ortdono, Austria. At this juncture, mind you, let's say this, we are confident in saying that public health and occupational risk is minimal at present, medical officer Roberta Andregetti said from Copenhagen, Denmark. She's a PR spokesman. They always go through PR spokesman, which is propaganda. That's all it is. So there you are. They're determined to get this killer flu going by one means or another. Although it makes you wonder, too, that it is getting us ready for the idea of its inevitability. Maybe that's what it is as well. And then, from Britain, the UK Libertarian Party, it says here, Tuesday, 3rd of March, 2009, summer of rage could be lethal. So on the 20th of February, 2008, a caucus meeting was held at the German Parliament in Munich to discuss the Lisbon Treaty. At this meeting, a previously unmentioned paragraph was brought to light by Professor Schaschneider, Humanities Faculty, University of Nuremberg. Professor Schaschneider explained that the undisclosed paragraph means, on ratification of the Lisbon Treaty, the death penalty will be introduced to Europe. He read the small print on these massive omnibus bills. The death penalty will be applicable for these crimes, for rioting, civil upheaval, and during war. It's in paragraphs, it's closed in here. When are we not at war, and who will define riot and upheaval? Professor Schaschneider made the point that this clause is particularly outrageous, as it's been cleverly hidden in a footnote off a footnote, and would not have been detected by anyone other than an exceptional expert reader. Which meant it must have taken an exceptional expert reader to write it in the first place. So I'll put that link up there for you to look at as well. It's amazing the things that are going on, and the public have no idea, from setting up mental health hit squads to determine that if you're a problem or not, and they can lock you up for life with the police spearheading. We'll soon have them swatting our homes because you've said something in public. You have odd ideas about things, you see. And then, if that's not bad enough, and I've done many documents, document well, I've read many documents about the bisphenol A and the feminization of the male, etc., and how it's been going on for at least 50 years, and the very fact that from the late 1800s, they understood that bisphenol A was an artificial estrogen, a very potent one at that, what it's done to the male population. This here is, this article here is from it's from Health Canada. This is CBC News. Health Canada finds bisphenol A in soft drinks Thursday, March the 5th, 2009. So they're still doing it after the CBC itself did a whole documentary called The Disappearing Male, and the link is on my website under the archive section. Worth seeing that one for sure. So a Health Canada study of canned pop has found the vast majority of the drinks contained the chemical bisphenol A, a substance that imitates the female hormone estrogen and is banned in baby bottles. That was another thing too, when the baby food manufacturers even as well admitted they cleaned out the tin cans and the jars that they use baby food in with the same stuff containing bisphenol A. Just making sure that you get it right. Out of 72 drinks tested, 69 were found to contain BPA at levels below what Health Canada says is the upper safe limit. The upper safe limit. Even though it's such a potent estrogen that you need very trace amounts to alter your biochemistry and your physique. However, studies in peer-reviewed science journals have indicated that even at very low doses, BPA can increase breast and ovarian cancer cell growth and the growth of some prostate cancer cells in animals. Well, it's in males too. The prostate cancer problem in the Western world is just skyrocketing. Then we get the nice part. There's no health risk to Canadians. Health Canada spokesman it says, Stephanie Shank told CBC News. The average adult weighing approximately 60 kilograms would have to consume over 900 cans per day to reach the department's safety threshold, he said. We can trust the government. The canned pop Health Canada scientists tested all came from stores in Ottawa in April 2007 and include diet, non-diet, fruit-flavored and energy drinks. These drinks represent at least 84% of the market share of soft drinks sold in the country. The federal department study was published in January in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry and was posted on Health Canada's website. When asked why the study was not widely publicized, Shank said it wasn't our intent to hide it. Oh, of course it was, because believe you me, when they want you to know, when Health Canada wants you to know something, it's shouted from the rooftops. Like, get the flu shot, you'll die. The federal department study was published in January, and as I say, The study did not find detectable levels of BPA in two types of tonic water, likely the result of a bittering agent used in tonic drinks that could interfere with the BPA extraction. So in other words, it didn't mean it wasn't there. It simply was neutralized by the addition of bittering agents, whatever they happen to be. It has also found no traceable levels in one energy drink, but did not suggest why that might be. Bisphenol A is a chemical compound found in some hard, clear, lightweight plastics and resins. It's used in the production of various types of food and drink containers, compact discs, electronics, and automobile parts, and as a liner in some metal cans, including pop cans, to make sure you get an extra dose. You never used to get it in cans. They didn't need it. So why would they put that in there? You've got it. It's deliberate. Of course it is. Well, Health Canada's position is that there is no health risk in drinking canned pop because the levels of BPA are so far a little bit below the safe threshold. Critics say BPA, like estrogen, is active in very small amounts. You don't need much. It's known to cause significant biological effects at incredibly low levels, Rick Smith, Executive Director of Environmental Defense, told CBC News. And this is not the only source of this chemical in our daily lives. If it was the only source, Health Canada might have a leg to stand on. The beverage industry, on the other hand, questions whether BPA has the impact some studies say it has. It's asserted this is an estrogen mimicker, Justin Sherwood, President of Refreshments Canada, told CBC News. we as an industry take our cue from Health Canada because they all work hand in hand, right? It's big bucks. Big bucks. That's why they all work hand in hand. And of course they're not going to come out and admit the same problem because, as I say, when the dollar talks, morality walks. Right? Yes, it's not by accident either. It's in there's many other things you could use. And someone asked me a few days ago there about faith in humanity. And to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of faith in general humanity. I think we've been so debased over the years by intention. And I've gone through the whole era with you and given you various links to see videos, CBC shows and BBC shows on those who gave us the 20th century, who gave us the culture industry, the ones who basically ran us as consumers in such a way that we became the products in a sense. And they knew where they were going with it. And I've talked in the past about the culture industry, etc., and how it's debased morality until there's nothing left to debase. But it always takes me back to Julian Huxley and others who talked about the need to take humanity off its special throne and start lowering the expectation of having a superior quality of life than humans. In other words, we're to get debased down to animal status, told we're not so special after all, and then the scientists could take over as the new type of elite to run our lives and do with us as they wish, but especially reduce the population dramatically. That's always been their agenda, and they've written prolifically about it and held pretty well nothing back. But first you must get people to accept that life is not so valuable after all, human life. And we've come to accept that. And when you reach this phase, which Huxley also talked about, Julian Huxley, he said there would be a complete breakdown as the old morals that kept society together fall apart. And you'll see all kinds of things happening, but that's just an unfortunate phase we have to go through, he said. You know, we're hit by the shysters from every angle, directly from banks, mortgage companies, and through the government. To me, they're all the same, to be honest with you. This is one big system. And there's nothing they won't stoop to get money from you. Nothing they won't stoop to. You think about even death duties. Why on earth should the government have the right to take half or more of your money that you could give to relatives or friends or whoever you wanted to when you die? And we accept all this as being normal. You know, it was the CFR that introduced that bill. They were the ones who introduced the income tax bills as well. And property tax bills. And they wrote about it in their own books. Very proud of it. But here's what people have stooped to today. It's from the New York Times business section. It says, you're dead. That won't stop the debt collector. March 3rd, 2009. It says, the banks need another bailout and countless homeowners cannot handle their mortgage payments, but one group is paying its bills, the dead. Dozens of specially trained agents, lowlife in other words, and this is a sad thing about humanity, there's plenty in society that'll take these jobs on. Dozens of specially trained agents working on the third floor of DCM services here, calling up the dear departed next of kin and kindly asking if they want to settle the balance on a credit card or bank loan or perhaps make that final utility bill or cell phone payment. The people on the other end of the line often have no legal obligation to assume the debt of a spouse, sibling, or parent, but they take responsibility for it anyway. See, these predators prey on us all, right to the grave. He says, I'm out of work now, to be honest with you, and money is very tight for us, one man declared on a recent phone call after he was apprised of his late mother-in-law's $280 credit card bill. He promises to pay $15 a month to pay it off. So people with no shame, you see, at the top, these creatures that are from every ethnic group you can imagine, take these jobs. Because they're in every ethnic group, this low-life psychopathic type. And they have no conscience whatsoever. And they do it for money, to get paid for money. They'll do anything for money. It says, dead people are the newest frontier in debt collecting and one of the healthiest parts of the industry. Those who done the living say that people are so scared and so broke it is difficult to get them to cough up even token payments. Amazing, eh? I'll continue with this after this break to show you how far down into the slime I've gone.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, and I thought I had no callers on the line, but the screen just came up just now with callers, and we've got Steve from Indiana. Are you there, Steve?
Alan, how are you?
Not so bad.
Yeah, a simple question. One thing that I've been trying to figure out for a long time is the mindset that I've seen through all different age groups. I'm 45 myself, and most people, they parrot the saying of do not talk about religion or politics. Do you know where that originally came from that was put into the people?
Probably from those in religion and those in politics.
But how far back do you think that actually, you know...
It's not that old, actually, because people talked religion and politics right up into the in Europe, definitely into the World War One era. In the U.S., it carried on much later, right up until the 50s. It was revived to an extent in the Reagan era because they funded money into the big evangelical movement at the time from the government. But most of the time they've tried to separate. It's the same thing, too, with they're always quoting Jefferson and talking about separation of church and state. But he was actually writing that to a private Baptist church that asked him the question. It wasn't in the American Constitution or anything.
Yeah, I was just wondering where that originated from, because, like I said, I've seen that through all different age groups, and everybody goes along with that, but nobody knows where it came from.
I know they do teach that in school now as being politically incorrect, because they get groupthink in school to make sure they're good little world citizens, where they all talk and have the same opinions on everything. Therefore, they're not allowed to talk on anything that would cause dissent. So they're actually getting taught that in school. They have been for quite some time in countries like Canada, for instance.
Okay. One more quick question. I'm one of those amateur radio operators.
Yes.
And we use VHF repeaters, so we have extended range. And the pattern that's been happening for like 2 years is when I talk to other people about topics that you talk about, for example, people just dead key over us so we can't talk, and they won't say a word. I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yes, I've listened to a lot of ham. I pick it up here. I've got a receiver. And you're right. They'll talk about their rigs and everything else they're using, all equipment, but they won't go into anything that matters. You're absolutely right.
Yes, and that's exactly the problem I'm having here in Northwest Indiana. It's just fascinating.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, too, they're scared of losing their license for talking politics. Yeah.
Well, the FCC rules state that unless I'm talking to an international station, which would be outside the country, it is legal to talk about politics and religion.
Yes.
So since I'm on VHF, which is only local, using the repeater, say a 50 or 100 mile range, it's just one repeater after another, and they just key up over us so we can't talk to each other. It's just amazing.
Yes, but you're right. You're absolutely right. I thought it would be an interesting field with ham, having access to the world and talking to people. But all they'll talk about is their equipment or sports or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll come across somebody that's like halfway woke up or like you said, the only time that they will do something is when they're finally out on the street with no food, no job, and nowhere to go. And then they finally say, what happened?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll let you go for now, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Now we've got a Saint Savant here, Valley of the Damned, on the line. Are you there?
How are you tonight?
I'm hanging in here.
That's good, Alan. It's a little chilly out there tonight, isn't it, again?
It's not too bad.
Not too bad where you are?
Not tonight. No, the 5 feet of snow is kind of cleared and shoveled, and it warmed up a bit today.
Yeah. Listen, Alan, I just wanted to thank you personally. I'll call up and thank you. I bought your books, the Cutting Through series, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed them. They are excellent, and I suggest anybody who wants to get into this research a little further, a little deeper, has to have your books. I also recently bought your newest book, Waiting for a Miracle, and the CDs to accompany that, and I thought that was a really, really interesting way to do things. It certainly helps when you can read along as you're listening to the audio. Everything just seems to stick a little longer in your mind.